the teachers and all those who'll be handling that today. Amen. Hay varios que no están aquí esta noche, hermanos, y vamos a orar por ellos. A unos avisaron, a otros no, hermanos, pero pues estamos orando por la iglesia. Amén. El cuerpo de Dios, que todo pues esté bien en las, vidas de ellos. Amén, hermanos. God bless everyone. And you know, we have quite a few missing tonight. Some of them, some notified us that they were going to be gone or not here today. Others didn't. Amen. But let's pray for all those that are missing tonight, that whatever the situation is, that they may be overcoming it. Amen, hermanos. And praise the Lord for that. Samaritano. Amen. The Samaritan. Amen. Se me vino este pensamiento, hermanos, tocante de este tema, hermanos, pensando en esta historia de el buen samaritano. Came to my mind thinking about the Good Samaritan, you know, that story of the Good Samaritan, and all the different, there's so many different things in there that you could take from it, and how, you know, that parable of God and talking about that story of the Good Samaritan. Hay muchas cosas en esa historia, hermanos, que la palabra que dio Cristo en ese momento. Porque gente, pues, a veces, hermanos, como humanos, estamos ahí pensando que estamos bien o estamos pensando que las cosas no están caminando bien. Hay muchas cosas que vamos a hablar tocando de ese tema, hermanos. Pero la cosa es de ser la mejor persona que podemos ser para Dios. Amén. We got to be the best person that we can be for God. Amen. And that sometimes takes us out of our comfort zone. Amen. Puts us in a situation that we might be helping in someone who we might not feel comfortable with. But our job is to be those people that God's called us to be. And work and cultivate and be involved in the ministry and different things that God has asked us to be involved in. Amen. So if we turn right there to Luke 10:25, ahí en Lucas 10:25, hermanos, empezamos ahí. Vamos a leer aquí unos versículos tocante de esta historia. Amen. And it says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. So esta era la respuesta que le dio ahí este hombre tratando de hacer una pregunta a Cristo que a lo mejor iba a pescar ahí en error o siempre buscando ahí cómo a poner a Cristo en mal. Y la respuesta, porque preguntó, pues, ¿cómo miras tú? Y la respuesta era correcta, pero es una respuesta religiosa. Amén, hermanos. It's a religious answer. This man is asked this, you know, asking Jesus this question, and his answer is a religious answer because he knows the commandments. It's one thing to know the commandments. It's another thing to do the commandments, right? So he goes, yeah, you're answering correct. That's good. You're saying the right things. Like I think Brother Gabe used to say to the youth, don't give me the Miss America answer. I mean, because that's what they do. They make it look sound pretty because they want to get the votes. And this answer here is good that it's correct, but what's in the heart? ¿Qué está en el corazón de esta persona? ¿Qué está en el corazón de nosotros, hermano? Porque sabemos lo que Dios quiere de nosotros, pero ¿lo estamos haciendo? ¿O más estamos ahí aparentando o más diciendo las palabras que la gente quiere escuchar? ¿Pero cómo estamos? ¿Qué son nuestros frutos? What are our fruits? Amen. God wants us to be good people. God wants us to take care of each other and watch out for your neighbor and all those different things. Amen. And sometimes your neighbor might not be the nicest neighbor in the world. Amen. Your neighbor might be your husband or your wife. I don't know. I mean, it could be that. I mean, I don't know. But that could be the case. But God wants you to love your neighbor. Amen. And to take care of your neighbor. Amen, hermanos. Es lo que Dios quiere de nosotros, hermanos. Porque a veces nuestro vecino no es un vecino que nos la llevamos muy bien. Y ese vecino puede ser tu esposa, tu esposo. Amén. Ahí es donde los cala Dios, los prueba Dios. Amén. Dices que eres esto, pero ahora tienes una oportunidad de poner esos frutos a trabajar lo que quiere Dios de nosotros. That's what God wants from us. Amen. So this man, again, let's say, and he says, verse 26, he said to him, "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" And he answered and said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself." Okay. Y vas a amar tu vecino, prójimo. Prójimo como a ti mismo. Amén. ¿Y cómo los amamos, hermanos? Me imagino que los amamos mucho. Amén. We love each other. Amén. If you look, you want to be good to James. James wants to be good to James. I mean, it's not a thing that you want to have something against yourself, right? You want to be patient with it's you're biased because it's you. And God says, I want you to be like that the way you are to yourself to someone else. Quiero que te portes así como te amas tú mismo, te cuidas, te haces cariños, te cuidas, todas las cosas que tienes tú mismo, es lo que quiere Dios con que tratas tu prójimo ahí, igual, amén. Y eso nos da una oportunidad, hermanos, de ser diferente, de tener más paciencia, amén. Porque nosotros queremos que los tengan paciencia, but tengan paciencia con el otro, amen. You want to have faith, you want people to have patience with you, you know. Come on, you know, love me. Siempre decía Liz, quédame, por favor. You know, porque I would tell Liz, you know, love me, please, you know, love me. You know, it's just challenging her to love me more, amen. It's not a bad thing to do, right? But that I should then also love her more, right? Praise the Lord. And if you go, verse 28, it says, "And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live." Okay, but ahí, dijo, has respondido correcto. Hazlo, y vivirás. Don't just say it, but do it. Hazlo. Porque es fácil para decirlo, pero te metes ahí en el momento que tienes que amar a tu prójimo. A perdonarlo, a tolerarlo, y todos esos frutos tienen que practicar. Y haz eso y vas a vivir. Amén, hermano. Now that's where the rubber meets the road. Right now you got to do it. Amén. He says, now do these things and you're going to live. You can talk about it now, but now put it to action. Amén. And so a ponerlo a trabajar, hermano, y a eso le se prueba, pero Dios, es cuando Dios se mueve. Amén, hermanos, cuando ponemos a trabajar la palabra de Dios y le hacemos caso a la palabra, no a nuestra carne, nuestros sentimientos. Versículo 29 dice allí, "But he, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?'" Se quería justificar, quería buscar una salida. ¿Quién es mi prójimo? Who's my neighbor? Amén. And he says, "And Jesus answering and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest on him, spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto the him that fell among the thieves?' And he said, 'He that showed mercy on him.' Then said Jesus unto him, 'Go and do thou likewise.'" Aquí tenemos un gente que religiosa, Religious people came to the situation where the man was on the ground and avoided it. They avoided it. And I can only imagine the way that man must have felt if he was unconscious. I mean, it doesn't say, but I know he was in a bad state. But I'm sure he was desperate for some help. And help comes. You know, you've ever been on the side of the road and you're thinking, oh, they're going to stop. And then, woof, they go by. Like, ah. Well, this man was, he was in bad state, you know, with his health and his condition. And so he's thinking, oh, I see this is a man of God here. And he walks and avoids him. And now the Samaritan, the thing that's unique about the Samaritan, we talked about this weeks ago, that there was a conflict between them. They didn't get along. Los judíos y los samaritanos no se la llevaban bien, hermanos, porque tenían diferentes pensamientos. Los samaritanos se iban metido con otra gente porque hubo ahí guerras y cosas que ahí pasaban y comenzaron a meterse en otros pensamientos. Tal vez creían semejante, pero dejaban otras cosas que entraran allí también. Son los judíos siendo celosos, religiosos, no les caían bien. Amen. So these Samaritans had been overtaken by their enemies, and so they had started to mingle or intertwine with other people, and so they had adopted other ideas, you know, but they still had the fundamentals of what the Jews had. But the Jews being, you know, religious and stuff, you know, really Pharisees and the way they believed, they outcasted them. They treated them bad. So there was this conflict all the time. A lot of hatred and bitterness towards each other, but mainly from the Jews to the Samaritans. But here, an enemy, you could say, or someone who doesn't get along with this man, is willing to help him. Is willing to put aside those things to do the right thing. Este hombre viendo lo mismo, porque tenía mucha razón para decir, hey, ¿cómo le voy a ayudar a ese judío? Te apuesto que si yo estuviera ahí, él no me ayudaba a mí. Porque somos enemigos, ellos los maltratan, ellos los juzgan, ellos hablan mal de nosotros, tenemos este problema. Y eso, él puso todo eso a un lado y se puso a hacer lo que era correcto y lo que Dios le puso en el corazón, amén, de ayudar a este hombre. Y los que esperábamos, estás viendo, si miras ahí la historia, está esperando, pues los religiosos de la misma sangre van a ayudarle. Y no tuvo así, hermanos. Y Dios nos dice aquí, hermanos, tenemos que poner nuestras opiniones, nuestras ideas, nuestros problemas que tenemos ahí, a lo mejor con alguien, a un lado y a comenzar a entender que somos de los mismos. We're the same people. We gotta understand that we gotta help each other. You know, if someone might come to the church to visit, and you might see them as an outcast. You might see them as someone who doesn't have the same mentality or isn't living the right way or whatever the case might be or different beliefs. But that doesn't mean that you push them aside. That means you move towards them. You win them for Christ. You help heal those wounds of confusion, of doubt, of all those things, of hurt. They might come here hurt and you don't even know it. But if you approach them with kindness and love, you might actually win them for God. But if you put yourself on this pedestal thinking that you're better than them, you don't want to get your hands dirty. You're missing opportunities that God's put right in front of you. Tenemos oportunidades, hermanos, de ayudar a gente, hermanos, con una sonrisa, con una plática, hermanos. Viene gente a visitar, hermanos. Tenemos que estar dispuestos a ponernos a hablar con ellos. A lo mejor los miras de una distancia y dices, no, esta persona nunca va a tener, nunca va a cambiar. Mira cómo viene. I was listening to a preacher. This guy was saying, you know, he went to the, he made an appointment with the barber, and he says, you know, it's my regular guy. I go to him all the time, and I'm sitting there in the waiting room. I get there to my appointment, and they come out and say, hey, Mr. So-and-so, you know, Bob or whatever his name was, he had to leave on an emergency. But we have this other barber, she's good, you know, and she says she's got time, she can take you in. And he says, you know what? He's decided to go ahead and go. I'll go ahead and let her. And he's not ready yet. And so he's sitting there waiting. And then the lady comes out and she got all this hair spiked out, you know, purple, green, orange, you know, tattoos, nose earring, all this stuff. And she says, I'm looking, you know, so-and-so is here. Are you here? And then he thought to himself, I should tell her that he had to leave. Because, like, she's not going to touch my hair. And then he says, I said, okay, yeah, it's me. You know, and they go back. And he just decides, you know what, I'm going to just get my hair cut and get out of here. And then she asked him, he goes, so where do you work? And he goes, well, I'm a pastor of the church. And he tells her where he goes, oh, yeah. She goes, I was just there the other day. He's like, I ain't seen you there. I promise I would have known if you were there. And she says, yeah, I was at your bookstore. You have a bookstore there. He goes, yeah, you do. He goes, yeah, I was at a bookstore because I've been going through a lot. Esta persona, hermanos, ahí, este pastor, era un pastor, dijo, estaba diciendo esta historia de que se iba a cortar el pelo y hizo una cita con el que le corta el cabello. Y dice ahí, dice que estaba ahí esperando, hermana, did I say something wrong? Oh, I thought you might have said, I don't know, pelo o cabello, no sé si es, ¿es el pelo o cabello? I don't know, I just, this is, cabello. Se iba a cortar el cabello. Y cuando hizo la cita, estaba ahí esperando y salieron ahí para decirle, ¿sabes qué? El que te corta el cabello no va a estar aquí. Tuve que salir de emergencia. Pero tenemos otra persona, ella dice que tiene tiempo. Digo, pues está bien, yo estoy aquí, vamos a hacerlo. Y salió la señora para cortarle el cabello y salió con el cabello todo, estaba pintado de diferentes colores y levantado con puntas así y con puros tattoos y se miraba espantosa, dijo. Y dijo, ay, esta me va a cortar el cabello. Y cuando salió, dijo, ¿estás listo? Y tenían varios allí y si iba a ser como no era él, iba a decir, oh, se tuvo que ir porque no quería que lo tocara. Pero no dijo nada, dijo, soy yo, y vamos, se fue para atrás para la silla, para cortarse el cabello. Y dice, ¿sabes qué? No le voy a hacer plática y más que me corte el cabello me voy a ir. Y luego la señora le dice, ¿dónde trabajas? Y para hacerle plática ahí. Y dijo, ay, no quiero hablar con ella. Pero le dijo, pues yo soy pastor de la iglesia ahí. Y le dijo, ¿dónde? Ah, dijo que, oh, yo sé cuál es. Yo he ido ahí. Y estaba ahí, ay, mentirosa. Me está diciendo esto para quedar bien conmigo. Pero le dijo, tienes ahí una tienda de libros. Y eso es cuando él sabía, ok, sí ha ido ahí. Y dijo, sí, ha estado buscando libros para tratar de entender la palabra. Porque ya estoy cansada. Mi papá es droguista. No ha salido esto y ya su vida es un desastre. Mi mamá, la misma cosa. Mi hermano murió de un overdose. Y una vida miserable que llevaba. Pero lágrimas, comenzó la muchacha a ir con lágrimas. Y necesito a alguien que me hable de Dios. No, que dijo que los dos estamos ahí llorando. Y me siento tan chiquito porque como estaba pensando de ella, por lo que vi, de como la estaba viendo. Y dijo, ¿sabes qué? Le digo, ¿sabes qué? Discúlpame porque te estaba juzgando mal. Y ahora sé lo que Dios quería de mí, porque me tiene aquí ahora. Ahorita te voy a ir a comprar una Biblia, le dijo. Y después que termines aquí, nos sentamos allá afuera y te voy a enseñar de la Biblia. Y dijo que eso que hicieron, tuvieron ahí horas más hablando de la Biblia, porque ella más estaba buscando a alguien que le explicara, le enseñara. Porque ella, imagínense, hermano, alguien que nunca ha leído la Biblia, no sabía nada de la Biblia, tratando de entenderla, pues es algo difícil para hacer. Amén. Pero pues él estaba juzgando el libro con lo que se miraba. He was judging the book by its cover. Here's this, I mean, he felt so small because once he asked, you know, she started talking because, you know, my dad's an addict. He's an addict. He's been a drug addict and his life is miserable. My mom is an addict and my brother overdosed and has died. And she started telling him all the different things that had gone on in her life. And she goes, and I'm just looking for somebody to explain the Bible to me. So I went to your bookstore to see there's books there that can help explain it so I can have an idea of what to look for and how to understand. And because I know I see people that have peace, and I need that peace in my life. And she's crying, and everybody, he says that everybody that was there in the shop, they all had stopped cutting hair, and they all just turned around to look at her and his conversation. And he's crying because he realizes that he had judged her by her looks. He thought there's no chance that she could ever have anything or desire to have God in her life. So these men, these Samaritans, or the priest and the Levite, they're walking in. I don't know what their problem was. I don't know what they saw. They saw this man. Maybe they didn't know he gotten beat up and robbed. Maybe they just saw a homeless man. Maybe they saw a man who's just worthless and they don't have time for him. But someone took the time to stop and to help him. We have to have that time to stop and to help someone. You know, again, I said we have people that come here and we don't know their situation. We don't know. But a simple hello, God bless you, welcome, could make a big difference in their life. You befriend someone who needs a friend. But you will never know if you never make that effort to talk to them. We have fellowship. We have to fellowship with people that come to church. It's called fellowship. Not with yourself. Aren't you tired of talking to yourselves? Talk to someone who's new, who's come to visit. Vamos a meternos a trabajar, hermanos. Dios nos trae la gente hasta esto, hermanos. Y no estamos ahí buscando una plática, a conocerlos, a que se sienten en casa, hermanos. Porque a lo mejor estamos ahí, esos no tienen, nunca van a cambiar. Si tienes esa opinión, hermanos, aquí hay una historia, hermanos, que nos enseña que no debes de ser así, ¿no? You shouldn't be like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to work and cultivate. Tenemos que poner a trabajar, hermanos, y poner a trabajar lo que Dios nos ha enseñado. Amen. Ahí en Marcos 12, 28, hermanos. It says, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. I was talking to Jaime. Remember Jaime, James? We were I'll never forget, we were in New Jersey at a show, and we're talking about church and stuff. He's a Jew. He's a Jew, and he tries to practice, you know, his religion as best he can. I told him that verse because I was telling him about the name of Jesus and things like that. And as soon as I told him, his face lit up, you know. And for the first time since we had been together, we actually had a connection when it came to the Word of God. And so I told him, I go, Jaime, what's in the Old Testament? Because that's what he believes in, right? Los judíos más creen en el Viejo Testamento, hermano. Ellos están esperando el Mesías. Y cuando le dije de este versículo, dijo, ese es el más común, ese es el versículo que nosotros creemos. Imagina, ese es el todo. Él lo comenzó a decirme en hebreo cuando lo dije, lo comencé a decir. Él lo siguió diciéndolo en hebreo. Y yo me quedé sorprendido porque yo pensaba que no sabía nada de la Biblia. Y luego en eso hicimos una conexión y comenzamos a hablar más en detalle de las cosas de Dios. Y le comencé a explicar de cómo ellos miran que lo del Viejo Testamento y nosotros creemos en toda la Biblia. Y le comenzamos a hablar. Y hasta la fecha, hermanos, ahí hablamos a cada cuando. El hermano Gabriel habla con él siempre cuando viene aquí a dejar la ropa. Lo tocó algo en ese momento a Jaime. Yo, conociendo a este hombre, bien maleciente, bien un hombre que no, ni sabía lo que decía. Pero algo cambió en ese día. Y yo me acuerdo cuando lo invitamos, cuando abrimos aquí la iglesia, hermanos, por la primera vez. Ese sentó la silla allá atrás, la mera silla de atrás, ahí cerca de la puerta. Porque él los miraba, hermanos, salir del trabajo a las 5 y venía a trabajar. Por años los vio siendo eso. Y a veces se molestaba con eso porque sabía que teníamos trabajo que hacer allí. Pero él no podía decir nada, pero entre él me dijo después, me molestaba eso. So Jaime, you know, we had that connection for the first time. And I remember when we invited him to the inaugural service, he sat in that very back seat there by the door. And he sat there and he was just, he just moved emotional. Because he told me, he goes, you know, Lorenzo, you guys would leave for all those years. You guys would leave. Some of you would leave at 2 and others would leave at 5, exactly at 5. And you guys were gone. And it would frustrate me because I knew we had work to do. I knew we had, you know, orders to ship out and things to build. And he goes, but I didn't say anything, but I was inside, I was mad about it. And I didn't know. He says, but man, he's crying over there. He goes, but man, now I see what you guys were doing. He goes, and you guys have a faith that's different. You guys have a commitment that's different. And again, this is a man that I never expected to respond that way, to be moved that way. And so, again, communicating with someone, befriending someone can make a difference. Tiene un impacto, si puedes hablar con alguien y no decir, ¿para qué le voy a decir algo de la escritura de aquí? Porque este hombre se le va a entrar un oído y se le va a salir de otro. No, ahí estamos plantando semillas, amén, hermanos, esperando que Dios haga el crecimiento en la vida de ellos, amén. Siempre buscando, hermanos, always working. You don't have to preach to them, but live a life. I didn't know he was, you know, the impact, you know, he was going to have. I mean, I invited him because, you know, we had that connection. But I didn't know he was upset about all this other stuff, you know. But until he walked here, and he'll tell you all the time, and he still walks. He goes, Spot, I just, man, you guys are something else. Spot. And he loves giving us the he brings us clothes and all that stuff. He gets the neighbors to give him clothes. You know, he gets neighbors to give him clothes. I know exactly where that's going to go. Because he goes, we could take it to the what's that place called? Goodwill. He goes, but we don't know where, but you guys can pick out the families that it goes to. And so he makes a trip all the way from Austin here just to do that. And so God bless him. And let's keep praying for him and his family. Because we never know. We never know how God's going to work. Amen. We got to keep trusting and believing. I had the CEO of Pride and the COO here when my dad's funeral, and I had a chance to preach to them. Amen. I never would have thought that's going to ever happen. Amen. And I was, you know, I was sitting over there, and I was like, man, they're over here. And I was thinking, wow, it's already enough pressure to have to do the funeral for your dad. Now you have people that, you know they're not Christians. You know that they're way off on the other side. And I said, God says, hey, this is your opportunity. This is what your dad always used to talk about. Use this opportunity to preach those to those. And I tell you what, and he still tells people about the day he was here for the funeral. He'll tell people we were in Europe, and he's over there telling people, man, I was at Lorenzo's dad's funeral. He goes, that's an amazing, you know, it was an amazing thing. I'm glad that it had an impact. The door's been cracked open just a little bit. I mean, we'll just keep on chipping away at it. But we gotta do our job. Tenemos que hacer nuestro trabajo, hermanos. Tenemos que hablar. Tenemos que trabajar. No pensando que miras una cosa y vas a pensar esa persona no tiene remedio. No, hermanos, Dios puede hacer cosas maravillosas. Amén, hermanos, y creerlo. Y Dios quiere lo peor del mundo. Amén. God wants the worst of the worst to show his glory in their lives. Amén. Praise the Lord. Verse 30, it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Who's your neighbor again? Look, why don't we just start in the church? ¿Por qué no empezamos aquí, hermanos? Para no tratar ahí de ser lo demás. Vamos a empezar aquí, hermanos. Amarnos más, enseñarnos más cariño, hermanos. You know, your marriages, God bless Jennifer and Gabriel coming back from their second, third, fourth, 25th honeymoon. I don't know what it is, but coming back from their trip, amen. God bless them for 25 years, amen. But there's moments where you have to love your neighbor, right, Jennifer? Over the years. That's with all of us that are married. But that's a good place to start. Having that kind of love that God wants you to have. One that's driven by being faithful to God, not being faithful to yourself, but to God. Si no le caso a Dios, hermanos, porque aquí vamos a decir, hablando con los, en nuestra iglesia, vamos a manos más, hermanos. Ahí tu prójimo, ahí que está ahí sentado cerca de ti, tenés amor para ellos. Pero en la casa, observando aquí a un ejemplo de hermano Gabriel, hermana Jennifer, observando 25 años de casados, pues ha llevado momentos, han pasado momentos que me imagino que tuvieron que amarse cuando no se querían amar. Eso es parte de paquete, hermano. Nos pasa a todos los que están casados. Nina, you guys have been married a few months, but how's it been, huh? Ah, but there's moments that you gotta love him, huh? Like, you gotta love him. But that's good. Amen. That's good because you're putting it to action. Amen. You're putting it to work. Amen. And you got to do that so you can have victory. Amen. But, you know, it's a promise of God. These are two important, these are the most important ones, it says. Lo más importante aquí, hermanos, mandamientos. ¿Qué nos quiere decir ahí Dios, hermanos? What does God want to tell us there? If you're going to be like the Levite, the priest, that's not the kind of love that he wants you to have. He wants you to have a love that desires to do good and help. Amen. And put aside your biases, put aside your differences, and say, you know what, I'm going to obey God in this moment. Le voy a hacer caso a Dios, no a mi opinión, no a mis sentimientos. Le voy a hacer caso a Dios porque es un mandamiento. De los dos son los más importantes mandamientos de Dios. Eso es algo importante, hermanos. Amen. Amen. That's an important thing to understand. And sometimes it's not easy to love your neighbor. But love them. Amen. There's no option. There's no out. If you want to please God, love your neighbor. Hallelujah. Amen, hermanos. Si quieres agradar a Dios, amar tu prójimo. Amen, hermanos. Y vas a ver. La victoria va a estar ahí en tu vida, hermanos, y vas a tener éxito, amen. There's a verse right there in John 4:9. It's the woman at the well. We've heard this story before. Again, this is a Samaritan woman, right? And there's this conflict that's there and it's been there. And this is, she references it by saying these words. She says, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." So she knew, right? There's a we have a problem, and she said the Jews don't have dealings with us. Because the way they looked at it is like, you guys just don't want nothing to do with us. And that's why when the Samaritan, the good Samaritan stopped there to help, you could see that there's some goodness in people. And sometimes the people that we think are not our friends. Amen. But she references that. Habla, esa mujer habla tocante del problema con esta gente. Y pero Cristo nos está enseñando algo aquí también, hermano. Está dando oportunidad. Él no mira lo pasado. Está en lo presente, hermanos. He's in the present. God's not there judging the past. He's looking at the present and the opportunity for her. And he talks to her and he corrects her and he tells her, hey, you know, you're not living right. Dios habla con ella, hermano. Él no se está fijando en el pasado y la está juzgando por el pasado. Le está hablando porque mira que hay una oportunidad para ella. Hay una oportunidad para mejorar su vida. Y le dice, estás en pecado. Hablando ahí más claro, tocando de su matrimonio y su pasado. I mean, lo que tiene ahí, la vida que está viviendo. Tiene una oportunidad de corregirla. De decirle de las cosas de Dios. Y gracias a Dios que por eso, porque si se pone ahí como los otros judíos y dicen, no le hables a ella, ella es samaritana. No hay oportunidad. Amén, hermanos. So there's not an opportunity there to talk to her if he handles her the way the other Jews would handle her. She was surprised. What are you doing talking to me? Asking me something. You look at me like a dog. You treat me like I'm no good. You're talking to me. This is weird. I'm talking to you because there's an opportunity for you to get better. Yeah. But if it would have been somebody else, another Jew, she never knows. So we have to understand that we have an opportunity to bring someone into the things of God, to make them better by our actions. Amén, hermanos. Tenemos una oportunidad, hermanos. Y aquí nos da ese ejemplo, Cristo, de cómo debemos de ser. Amén. No estar allí con lo que quiere, lo que dicen ahí, como dice, piensa el mundo, hermanos, el mundo religioso. Vamos a pensar como Dios piensa. Amén. Let's not think the way the religious world thinks, but let's think about how God thinks. Amen. He shows us again that example. But it didn't always go good for God either. The Samaritans, like I said, here's an example of where they were trying to find a place for Jesus to stay, and they rejected him. The Samaritans did. Again, an example of even God touched, or Jesus touched a little bit of that struggle. Ahí en Lucas 9:52, hermanos, he says, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Ellos estaban preparando el camino porque venía Cristo, man. Y estaban buscando un lugar para él. Y luego, and it says, and they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? Y ellos, hermanos, so de volada, hermanos, están allí los discípulos, amén, James, Santiago y Juan, listos para castigarlos, hermanos. They didn't receive you, so why don't you just let the fire come down from heaven and let's just destroy these people? I mean, that's too much of our normal reaction, our human reaction. No nos va como queremos, hermanos, y estamos ahí buscando lo peor para nuestro enemigo o lo que los ofendió, hermanos. Ahora Dios, ok, mira, yo hice mi parte, manda el castigo. Y Cristo les dice aquí, but he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. So Dios, era Dios en la carne, hermanos. Él podía haber dicho, a mí no me van a faltar respeto. No, ustedes no están pensando, están pensando más en la carne y no en el espíritu. Él dijo, vamos a otro lugar. Porque Dios ya tenía un plan para los samaritanos, los de ¿cómo se llama? Samaria. Él ya tenía un plan para ellos. Pero ellos no sabían esto. Amén. Pero destruirlos ahí, porque no le hicieron algo como ellos que hicieron, no está bien, hermanos. It's not going to go your way all the time. The person that you want to make friends with or help out might not respond the way you want them to respond. Might not do what you want them to do. But that's it. You're going to give up and say, you know, curse them. Let it burn them up. What kind of attitude is that? What kind of, as thyself. How many times have you blown it? How many times have you messed up? How many times have you rejected God? But yet we're real quick to condemn. We're real quick to move away. We're real quick to say, you know, I'm done with this. Un ejemplo para nosotros, hermano, porque aquí otro ejemplo, que cómo te vas a tratar tú mismo. O tú quieres, todos queremos la misericordia de Dios. Queremos que Dios to tolerate us, amen. Pero estamos ahí, le fallamos a Dios, hermanos. Esta gente no recibieron a Cristo y de vuelta Santiago y Juan quieren que pues destruye todo el pueblo aquí, ya mándale fuego. Y como que no tenemos nada de paciencia. Ellos no tenían, porque estaban en la carne, hermanos. Y nosotros a veces queremos ahí, vamos a decir, queremos a trabajar con alguien. Queremos hablarle de Dios y no los tratan bien o no están haciendo lo que nosotros queremos, como nosotros lo queremos. Y estamos ya basta, que mande el castigo Dios. ¿Qué pasó con la paciencia, con el amor, con el cariño? Porque nosotros mismos queremos esa paciencia de Dios. Queremos que tengan gente la paciencia con nosotros. Amén, hermanos. Cuando estás ahí y alguien está ofendido contigo, pues, y me imagino, porque yo soy esa casa de personas que no queremos a ofender a nadie, y crees que te perdonen, amén, hermanos. Y pues, ¿cómo no le vamos a perdonar a alguien que está ofendido o no lo está tratando bien? Amén. Y Cristo los ¿cómo se dice? Los reprendió ahí, de voladito porque estaban pensando en la carne. Well, they were thinking in the flesh, not in the spirit. Amen. And Jesus rebuked them because they were not thinking the way he wanted them to think. Amen. There in Matthew 10:5, and there was also times, again, I want to point these out to illustrate the conflict sometimes within ourselves, but in this time with the Samaritans and the Jews. It says, these 12 Jesus set forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. So les dio un consejo, no vayan allí. Estaba pensando en esto, porque como que no, que sí, que no, 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 no. ¿Cómo es esto? Porque apenas acaba de decir que no entienden. Pero es que, hermanos, ya sabía cómo ellos eran en ese momento, hermanos. No tenían el crecimiento. The 12 disciples, they didn't have the growth yet. They didn't understand what he wanted from them yet. There's going to be a time when they were going to understand, but they weren't there yet. They were ready to condemn a whole city, condemn a whole people. And so he goes, just stay away from them right now. That's the way when I read that, I'm thinking, okay, that makes more sense, because why would he pull them away from going there when that's kind of the people he wants also to touch and help? But it's I looking at it, I think, well, you know what? It's because they weren't ready. No, they weren't ready. But now I look at a lot of you, and you guys should be ready by now. You should be in a position where you have enough experience to be able to talk to someone, to be able to deal with some pushback and some ugliness maybe that might come your way. You should be to that point in your life. I mean, esto aquí Cristo les dice, no vayan ahorita con los gentiles y con los samaritanos, los de Samaria. Y estoy pensando, ¿por qué? Pues, ¿por qué no los manda? Porque es trabajo de ellos. Pero es que no estaban preparados, hermanos. Pero todavía los miro a ustedes, y muchos de ustedes ya tienen años y ya tienen ya deben de saber cómo hablarle a los que están buscando a Dios. O el que se mira que le hace falta la palabra de Dios. Amén, hermanos. Ya es tiempo de hacer algo, iglesia. It's time to do something. Es tiempo de movernos para comenzar a hacer la obra de Dios y a llamar a la gente que miren el cariño de Dios. Amén, hermanos. Porque Dios es lo que Dios quiere de nosotros. Amén. That's what God wants from us. Now, Jesus, in Luke 17:11, you know, again, he shows us with the woman at the well that he doesn't have any bias. Ahí nos enseña ahí con la señora ahí en la noria, que él no tenía algo contra a nadie. Él estaba listo para decirle a todos de Dios. Amén. Aquí en Lucas 17:11, él también está dispuesto de sanar al que está perdido. It says, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. And one of them, which he saw that he was, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face and his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan, an unbeliever. Someone who wasn't from the same group. Era samaritano. Uno de los 10, hermanos, cuando reconoció que iba a ser sanado, se volteó para atrás y comenzó a orar, a honrar a Dios, a Cristo. Y era samaritano. Amén. Y el que menos esperabas, el que no conocía. Pero vio algo, hermanos. ¿Qué pasó con los 9? Ellos se fueron. A lo mejor ellos eran judíos, no sé. Mal agradecidos porque estaban en puestos de tener esas cosas de Dios. Pero el samaritano, hermanos, estaba ahí agradecido. Amén. A otra vez, a alguien que no era de la familia, vamos a decir, Dios lo sanó. Someone who you could say wasn't part of the family, the way the Jews looked at them, they were not part of the group. But God healed them. Amen. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Save this stranger. So, eso me dice, hermanos, que era alguien que no era conocido. De la familia de un no era judío. It tells me he was an outcast. It tells me he wasn't like someone who was known. I'm not talking about a stranger, like I meet someone and I don't know. No. This is talking about in a person who didn't have that connection like the way the Jews had it. But he showed the example. Now, we should be thankful and grateful. But that should also show us that these people that sometimes we don't take the time to talk to can become known to God and can be more grateful than expected. Amen, hermanos. Siempre hablamos de la cuando llegó hermano James en ese tiempo, hermanos, llegó aquí, pues, prendido, estaba enamorado de las cosas de Dios. Brother James, when he came, he was in love with for God. He came on fire. The ones who were here already, me, you know, Gabriel and some of the others, we weren't at his level. We had gotten used to the situation, comfortable. And here comes this stranger, and he's in love with God and says, whatever you say, Pastor, I'm going to do. You want me to sweep? You want me to, whatever it is, what I don't care, I'm doing. And then to make it worse, he did it with a smile. He did. And we're standing there, or at least I am, and I'm thinking, man, here's this guy who you could say was an outcast. He comes here wanting to do more for God than I'm doing. I'm thinking I'm in an okay place. I'm thinking I'm gratifying God, and I'm not. And so that Samaritan, that when he got healed, he ran back. He was grateful because he took him out of a situation that was horrible. This man was grateful because God had taken him out of a situation that was horrible. But God's done that for all of us. But with time, we forget these things. And we don't let anybody come in because we don't have time for it. We don't understand that we were once in that situation. And God had mercy on us. Amen, hermanos? Praise the Lord. Verse 19, it says, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And I always talk about, whenever I mention this story, I that's the key piece of that, is that his faith made him complete. Now, the other ones were healed from their leprosy, but this man was completely healed. Everything. Those other ones might have left there and had no hope for salvation because they didn't do what it took. But this man had it all when he left there. Amen, hermanos? That's what we should look forward to, and that's what we should strive for. But we can also pass that along to other people if we have that understanding. Podemos decir, pensar la misma cosa, hermanos, que si damos la oportunidad de hablarle a alguien, hermanos, le vamos a dar la oportunidad que experimenten el amor de Dios, el cariño de Dios. Y van a llegar a un punto, pueden llegar a un punto, hermanos, que van a estar bien agradecidos, hermanos, y van a tocar la completa sanidad de Dios, la salvación. Amén. Pero si estamos ahí, hermanos, juzgando antes de sin saber la gente o conocer a la gente, hermanos, nunca vamos a dar oportunidad a alguien. Hermanos, en un tiempo nosotros también necesitábamos a Dios. Necesitamos que alguien tenía paciencia con nosotros también. Y Dios nos tuvo la paciencia, hermanos. Vamos a enseñarle a la gente también la misma paciencia. Amen. Let's show people that same type of patience and love that God showed us that one time by using somebody else to talk to us. Amen. By helping us along. Praise the Lord. Acts 1:7. So he told them to stay away. But then in Acts, he tells them, go. And you tell them people now. Because now the Holy Spirit was going to be in him, like it says right here. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. He's telling them, dice, van a recibir el poder de Dios porque el Espíritu Santo va a venir y los va a tocar. Amen. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So now you're going to go and witness to these places all over the place, because now you're going to have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit in you. You're going to have the ability to talk to people. You're going to have the ability to withstand when someone rejects you. Without wanting to kill them all and destroy them all, you're going to have patience, you're going to have love, you're going to have understanding. Ahora Dios le estaba dando, ahí Cristo le estaba dando, okay, ahora algo va a pasar. Va a venir el Espíritu Santo y van a agarrar fuerzas y van a poder hablar. Quiero que vayan y le hablan a esta gente. Los que no quería que les hablara antes, ahora háblanle. Vayan y testifican de mí. Testify about me. Tell people about me. Amen, hermanos. You might not feel good enough. You might not feel like you have the ability to do anything. Ask God. Now, for those of you who've been baptized in the name of Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. Amen. For those of you who don't know whether you have the Holy Spirit, ask God for wisdom. Seek. If you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, seek the baptism, and that's a guarantee you'll have the Holy Spirit. And God will give you the strength to do things that you didn't think possible. Remember, these are the same men who ran and scattered whenever Jesus was being crucified. But when the Holy Spirit came in their life, they were different. Amen. And so you have and I have the opportunity and the ability to talk to those people who seem lost, who seem unsalvageable, who don't seem like they have any chance of ever understanding God. God says, those are the ones. Amen. Those are the ones. I'll talk to you. I'll show you what to say to them. Te voy a enseñar cómo les hables. Te voy a dar la manera de saber cómo puedes a manejar la cosa para salvarlos, para ayudar para traerlos a mi reino. Amén, hermanos. Pero si estás ahí pensando, no, yo no puedo, yo no tengo palabras, yo no tengo la manera. Así no estaba a Moisés. Él pensaba que no podía. Pero Dios le decía, yo te voy a dar las palabras. Por eso te estoy usando. I'm using you because it's not because you're going to do it. It's because I'm going to do it for you. Amen. Take advantage of it. If you have friends that you talk to, neighbors that you have, people that you know, and you don't ever talk to them about God, something's wrong. Amen. They got to know that you serve a mighty God. Amen. Amen. You might say, well, I don't know what to do. I've never done that before. Start. And God will give you the way, but trust in God to give you the ability to do it. Amén, hermanos. Vamos a confiar en Dios, hermanos, y Él te va a dar las palabras y cómo hablarle a la gente, hermanos. Y vas a ver que vas a tener un impacto. Pero la cosa es de someterte a la palabra de Dios y saber que tienes que tener ese amor para tu prójimo. Amén, hermanos. You have to have that love for your neighbor. Now, Acts 8:5, Philip, he starts going to Samaria, and he's having an impact. He's affecting the people. Listen to what it says here. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto these things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and they were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Amén, hermano, como dice en español. Así que ahí había gran gozo en aquella ciudad. Las cosas estaban cambiando, hermanos. La gente que en un tiempo no la miraban como gente que tenía oportunidad de conocer a Dios, comenzaron a conocer a Dios, el poder de Dios. Los que estaban enfermos comenzaron a sanar, hermano. Hubo milagros, los demonios comenzaron a salir de la gente. Hubo un cambio, hermanos, pero algo tuvo que pasar. Felipe tuvo que ir a hablar con ellos. Felipe tuvo que llevar ese tiempo para hablarle a la gente. Pero algo comenzó a pasar, hermanos. La gente comenzó sentir la paz de Dios, el gozo de Dios. People start feeling something. So my desire for us as a church is for us to, first of all, love each other in the church. Amen. And that means tolerate. Amen. That means have patience. That means, you know, be people who are able to forgive each other. That's what God wants. Amen. Brother Joe said something to Sister Elena. I don't know. Did you tell her, quédame? God wants that from us. If we can start here in our house, we're going to see an impact. People are going to come here and they're going to visit and they're going to feel something special. But this is not stop with the ones that we know. When we have visitors, let's make sure we, you know, make them feel at home. Amén, hermano. Cuando tenemos visitantes, vamos a estar ahí buscando cómo podemos hacerles sentir en casa. Amén. Una oportunidad que Dios nos pone ahí, hermanos. Vamos a hacer esto. Amén, hermanos. Y vamos a ver cosas maravillosas que van a pasar, hermanos. Pero la cosa es de trabajar. Amén. Y no juzgar antes de tiempo. Como ese pastor estaba juzgando, no sabiendo que esa muchacha necesitaba el amor, un toque de Dios. Estaba deseando eso. How many times have we done that? I know I've done it. You see someone, you're like, oh, man. That's a rough case right there. And they're sometimes the nicest people because they've been through a lot of stuff and they're needing somebody to just give them some hope. Amen. Why don't we stand up? Hallelujah. Nos hace falta, hermanos, más amor. Nos hace falta, hermanos, el deseo, hermanos, de ser esa gente, hermanos, de que ama a Dios, hermanos, y quiere glorificar a Dios. You can pass up, Gabriel. Praise the Lord. Los músicos que pueden pasar, hermanos. Praise the Lord. Amén, hermanos. Cuando Dios te pone algo ahí, hermanos, hazle caso a esa voz de Dios. Yo sé que muchos hacen eso, y gloria a Dios por eso. Me estaban platicando que con John, hermano John García, que siempre le está hablando a la gente. De Dios, ahí en Cracker Barrel, hermano, me estaban platicando. Es bonito eso, hermanos. Que ni lo conoce, pero comienza a decirles de Dios. It's a good thing. You never know who you're going to touch. You never know who you're going to help. But let's start with our own home here first and work our way out. Amen. And we're going to see an impact in our life. Vamos a hacer un impacto, hermanos, en nuestra vida. Amen, hermanos. Praise the Lord. Why don't we bow our heads and let's pray. And let's ask the Lord to open our hearts of generosity, to remove all biasness and all the things that we might have in our heads, and to be able to just know that God wants to use us. Amen. Lord, we come before you giving you thanks, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord, to be those people that have a heart of generosity, of compassion and empathy, Lord, for those who might not always appear to have a chance, Lord, or any hope of ever knowing you, Lord. It's not for us to decide, Jesus. It's not for us to make that call, that judgment, Lord, on someone that you have a plan for. Help us, Lord, just to submit to the things that you've asked us to do, Lord, and to be able to talk to people and have compassion, Lord. And sometimes it's within our own church. Having compassion for someone who might not be on the same level that we might be, that we think we're at, Lord. And have that compassion to be able to talk to someone, to love on someone, and maybe raise them up to another level, Lord, so they can see your love and your grace and your mercy in their lives, Lord Jesus. Help us to also, within our homes, Lord, at our homes, have the ability, Lord, to practice that same kind of love, Lord, that patience and that tolerance. If we want it, Lord, and we expect it from ourselves, Lord, we expect a certain way of being treated, Lord, we should treat others that way, Jesus, the way you've asked us to do it. This is the top two commandment in your word with promise. It has a lot of significance, Lord. Help us to understand, Lord, that if we could do these things, we're gratifying you, we're obeying your commandment, Jesus. It's not that we're doing anything other than we're obeying your commandment. There's power in obedience, Jesus. Help us to see that. If we think we're going to gratify you by doing something different, no, this is the way we gratify you, Lord, by being obedient to your commandment. And you've asked us, Lord, to love you, but also asked us to love our neighbor the way we love ourselves. Help us to do those things. Ayúdanos, Dios, para ser las personas que nos has llamado que seamos. Que le hagamos caso a tu palabra, a tus mandatos. Tienen, esos mandatos son principales. Los dos mandatos principales en la Biblia, de amarte a ti con todo nuestro corazón, pero también amar a nuestro prójimo como nosotros mismos, como nos amamos nosotros mismos. Y yo sé que tenemos mucho deseo para lo mejor para nosotros mismos. Siempre queremos lo mejor para nosotros. Estamos buscando lo mejor, la mejor vida. Estamos buscando el amor de otros, el perdón de otros, el perdón de tú mismo, Dios. Y pues si estamos buscando esas cosas para nosotros, es lo que debemos de desear para nuestro prójimo. Tener ese mismo amor y cariño y deseo para ellos. Si hacemos esas cosas, Dios, las cosas van a cambiar en nuestra vida en una manera maravillosa. Vamos a ver milagros en nuestra vida. Vamos a ver cosas cambiar en nuestras vidas. Vamos a ver las cosas diferentes como nunca en nuestras vidas, Dios. We're going to see things differently, Lord, if we can be those people that you've called us to be. Have the desire, Lord, to stop. And when everybody else has walked by, be able to stop, Lord, and pause and just say a word of encouragement. Say a word of gratitude. Say a word of compassion, of empathy, Lord. Things will be different in our lives, Lord. We can be less selfish, Lord, and absorbed in our own things, Lord, and be willing to show compassion and love to those around us, Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord. Help us, Lord, to reconcile it, Lord, and make sense of it, Lord. If someone here doesn't understand the word, if I wasn't able to explain it in a way, Lord, that makes sense to them, Lord, I ask you to open their eyes, Lord, open their minds, Lord, open their hearts to receive it, Jesus, to understand it, Lord, to have clarity in their life, Lord, what you're asking of them in their life. Si hay alguien aquí, Dios, que no entendió la palabra esta noche, Dios, te pido, Dios, que abres la mente de ellos, el corazón, para que puedan entender lo que estás pidiendo de ellos. Estás pidiendo un corazón lleno de cariño, de amor, de poder, de querer de ayudar a alguien en una situación que es difícil para ellos en ese momento, para estar ahí preparados para amar nuestro prójimo. We thank you, Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, for each and every one of us here tonight, for those at our home tonight, Lord, I ask you to be with them, help them, Lord. For those, Lord, who are sick, we ask you to be with them this evening, Lord. Continue healing their bodies, Lord. But most importantly, though, those who are in the middle of a spiritual battle, whether they're here or listening on the YouTube or on the radio, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bring courage to their lives, Jesus. To bring hope, to restore hope in their lives. To restore love in their life, to restore the different things that they're missing, Lord, that peace, that joy. Restore it in their lives, Lord, that they may feel your presence, Lord. But even if they don't feel your presence right now, that they may know that they know that they know that you're here and you're in their life and you're present in their life, Jesus. I ask you to touch those in need tonight. Toca los que están necesitados esta noche, Dios. Los que están batallando con algo espiritualmente hablando. Los que ahorita no sienten la paz, déles la paz, Dios. Si no sienten amor, déles amor, Dios. Si algo está ahí molestándoles, no puedan sentir tu presencia, Dios. Dale esa confianza, dale esa fe que estás allí en la vida, Dios. No lo has dejado. Estás ahí esperando que pongamos toda nuestra confianza en ti, Dios. We ask this, Jesus, in your name, Jesus Christ, and we give you thanks, Lord. And we know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. And that you can tear down those walls that are in our lives, Jesus. You can restore those things in our lives that need to be restored. And we ask this all in your precious holy name, Jesus, and give you thanks for everything that you do, Lord. Amen. Amen, hermanos. Praise the Lord. He can restore you. Amen. He can restore you. He can give you that desire to love those who you might have thought were impossible to love. Amén. Nos puede dar ese deseo más de amar a alguien que no pensamos que no pudimos amar. Nos puede dar, nos puede restaurar la paz, la fe, el ánimo, hermanos. Amén. El gozo. We you know, the church needs have joy. Amén, hermanos. And we come in here sometimes struggling. And I'm telling you what, God likes it when you raise your hands. I mean, God loves it when you clap. God loves it when you sing. When you're not feeling it, when you're not desiring it, that's when God loves it, when you do those things, because God says, I'm going to move in your life because you're showing me that you haven't given up. Amen, hermanos. Praise the Lord. God bless you, hermanos. Y con estos cantos, canto, vamos a despedirnos, hermanos. God bless you, and let's keep on praying for all those in need. Amen. If you and thinking of each and every one of us, having that love and compassion for each and every one of us. Amen. Que Dios me lo bendiga.